RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Aaron and I welcome you back to the New York City area once again. In about 45 minutes after we wrap today's show, we are off to Portland, Maine for the big Let's Go America tour. We hope you'll be following all of our daily activities and the itinerary this week on our social channels and be here next Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon for our live remote broadcast from that city. For today's personal connection, however, Hasbro and the games we play when traveling is on tap, which is being made possible by another new show sponsor, cleanpods.com/carry.
And you can stop wasting money on cleaning supplies for your windows and glass, bathrooms, kitchens, and floor, and instead make the switch to this new product. It offers a safer combination that works as effectively as anything you're currently using to clean, but without the harsh chemicals that are harmful to us, our families, our coworkers, even our pets. CleanPods.com/carry is an American company you're going to love, as their smarter, clean, and sustainable philosophy is something we can all get behind.
Folks, they've developed a water-soluble pod system that almost eliminates single-use plastics entirely and employs high-quality spray bottles that are good for thousands of sprays. You're going to be saving money while now getting all of your cleaning supplies in concentrated water-soluble pods with no harsh chemicals to cause you or anyone harm. This smarter clean means less plastic in the oceans, rivers, and landfills. It's a win-win. Our RM World Travel Show fans are going to receive 10% off all bundles of cleaning supplies for your glass cleaning, multi-surface cleaning, bathroom cleaning, and floor cleaning. They even offer a urine blast for eliminating pet stains and odors. Check them out at cleanpods.com/carry. Save 10%. You'll also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, whether it's a board game like Trivial Pursuit or maybe some Twister played around a campsite or the popular easy-to-pack grab-and-go games for your road trips or a flight, most of us have some sort of connection from games we played as kids up to the present because they're certainly timeless. Senior VP and GM of Hasbro Gaming, Adam Beal, joins us on the show hotline from Rhode Island for today's personal connection to talk about trends he's seen in board games and what's popular for family vacations.
Well, this should be fun for sure. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show. Adam, thanks for jumping aboard with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, so listen, there are over a million people listening out there right now across the USA to the show. We are going to definitely push the limits of our personal connection segment today, but Mary and I think it works because, as she said, most of us have played some type of game on a family vacation or some type of travels, and some folks listening right now, maybe they're packing a grab-and-go game, you know, as we speak for a trip. So let's start with your own personal connection to games, and if you could tie that to travel, well, go right ahead.
Well, yeah, what I'll say is, my personal connection to games, I think, is no different than many people's connections. You know, I grew up playing games with my family. We were passionate about playing board games. We had a game night every week. It's when everyone came together, whether you were, you know, doing sports during the week or you had commitments or even work. This is the one time we all sat down around each other, not in front of the TV, interacting and creating memories. And I have really fond memories of playing games, you know, when I was a kid, and I love reliving those playing games today with my 8-year-old daughter. And yeah. I think a lot of people have that same reference point.
Absolutely. They're definitely a connector. And I also think about when we've traveled internationally, how many times you've seen people playing like chess and checkers in cafes. And you know, there's no language barrier. It doesn't matter with some of these games. They're such a connector. And speaking of connectors, Monopoly has got to be the world's favorite family game brand, Adam. And rumor has it there's a travel version coming this fall.
Well, yeah. Well, what we saw during the pandemic, obviously, is that a lot of people stopped traveling. It wasn't unavailable any longer, and so what they did is they played a heck of a lot of games. And everyone bought some of the favorite games from their childhood, and we make a lot of those, and Monopoly is one of them. But as we were thinking to this fall and what we wanted to do new for Monopoly, you know, we knew people were starting to travel again. The airlines are getting crowded. Vacation spots are filling up. So we created a version of Monopoly that's all about travel and traveling to some of those dream destinations around the world. And just like stamping a passport, you can stamp your way through the game and visit some of these awesome destinations. So there's a little bit of education about the location, but a lot of adventure too.
I'm going to look forward to that.
Okay, put that on the Christmas list. All right.
I'm all over Monopoly.
So, you know, you mentioned the pandemic, and it certainly did keep folks from traveling. And the travel industry saw a huge rise in the number of RV trips and road tripping. I'm curious if you saw any jumps in certain family games during the pandemic that make for great spaces like RVs or campsites. And if yes, what kind of games?
Yeah, so we saw obviously a lot of interest in all of our games in the last couple of years, especially. But we do have a lot of games that are set up nicely for travel. They don't have tons of pieces. But I'll tell you what, compassionate game fans will bring their games anywhere. If you're a fan of Scrabble, for example, you're going to take your Scrabble board wherever you go.
That's true.
For kids, we've got games like Connect Four. Mm-hmm. You know, we have Clue. Twister travels very well. Yeah. Not a lot of parts there. You just lay out the mat wherever you are and play the game. We hear about people playing those in their hotel room. They bring their kids somewhere, and they just happen to get a rainy game. And we got a lot of different card games. You know, you guys know some of the party games like maybe Taboo, mm-hmm. Gestures, even Trivial Pursuit are great games to play on the go.
Yeah, all good points.
Interesting. So, all right, two games, you know, we used to bring on our family trips. They were Clue and Connect Four. Mary's all over Connect Four.
I love it.
Monopoly, obviously, for me, and now with the travel version coming, I'm going to have to check that out. But, you know, certainly Connect Four, it's easy to pack and, you know, take really anywhere. I see that you have two new editions of Connect Four and Clue. The Clue one looks more immersive to me from what I can see. What can you share about those?
Yeah, so Connect Four, the new Connect Four is called Connect Four Spin, which allows you to drop your pieces to try to make the combinations. But in this case, the rows, the vertical columns, you actually spin after you take your turn. So it really changes up the gameplay. It's a lot of fun. Kids are loving it. And then for Clue, you know, there's this huge trend of escape rooms that really started really growing about the last five or 10 years.
We've covered them on the show. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, so we thought, what a great brand to match up in an escape room. So we're doing take-home escape games with Clue. And that first one is Clue Treachery at Tudor Mansion. And it's an escape and solve mystery game where you have the same classic Clue characters that you'd recognize.
Right.
And there's a compelling escape game built into the storyline and all nicely encapsulated in the box. So you basically can take an escape room with you wherever you want to go.
Mm. All right. So we're going to follow Professor Plum there. That's good. So, all right, I want to go back to something Mary said earlier about two classic board games, chess and checkers, that really are fixtures in our house. And they're found frequently in hotels when we travel. That's one of the areas that we certainly enjoy them as well. But you'll find them in parks, particularly in Europe. Maybe it's the entrepreneurial brain that I have, but as someone involved in this business, Adam, do you ever wonder what the next classic board game is going to be for the next generations ahead that are going to end up in hotel lobbies or cafes?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, we see a lot of Hasbro games showing up in coffee shops, the common reading areas and bookstores. Because a lot of people hand over their games, they donate their games, but they're also so very recognizable and common that everybody already knows how to play them. And I think that's the key with something like the classic board games like chess and checkers. They're very familiar to people. It's common ground. I don't need to teach you how to play because you already know how to play, so let's meet over this game. That's the same case for so many of our games that have been around for generations. You know, we're hitting 90 and 70 and 100-year anniversaries with some of these games. So not only do my children know these games, my parents knew these games, my grandparents, sometimes my great-grandparents knew these games. So that's really cool. I hope we have a new classic coming up. You know, you guys, I don't know if you've heard about Wordle yet.
I was just going to ask you about it. Yes.
Mary's all over Wordle, too.
I love it.
Over the internet.
Yep.
So we're really excited to be taking that game off the internet and putting it in front of people so they can play that game face-to-face for the first time ever.
When is that coming out?
That comes out in October. You can already pre-order right now on our Hasbro Pulse website. As well as Amazon. But, yeah, it'll be in stores in October.
Well, maybe that's the next game people will be playing around the globe.
I think that would be great. I think it would be great. It's so fun. My daughter's 8 years old. We still play Wordle online every night. She doesn't have a billion five-letter words in her vocabulary, but together it's a lot of fun. And we've made this version of the game so kids can play with adults. They can team up back and forth, and it's a lot of fun, and the New York Times has been an amazing partner to help bring this one to life.
Well, listen, Adam, it has been very nice to check in with you today. I know there's also all these grab-and-go games as well, you know, for portability purposes
for
and
packing,
travel.
That certainly are.
We really appreciate you joining us on this Saturday morning. Folks, you know where to find all these popular Hasbro games, but Hasbro.com also has all the info, too. Enjoy the weekend, Adam.
Thank you very much. You guys have a good weekend.
Take care. That was fun. Thanks.
All right, well, there goes Adam. That was a fun segment with him, and we can all relate to board games.
A lot of games that are coming for the holidays.
Monopoly Travel Edition. Mm-hmm. Like that.
And Wordle, board game.
Didn't get to talk Battleship with him, too. It was another one I liked.
Or Risk.
Risk.
That's such a great game.
Risk. Exactly right.
Risk.
Trivial Pursuit, all of those. Folks, listen, send us what you like out there for board games when you travel. You can reach us at rmworldtravel.com/contact. And as we pause for a few important sponsor messages and the bottom of the hour break, well, Rudy's coming back next, and Mary and I are going to get ready to answer some of your emails sent in to us, as well as today's museum gallery that's also still ahead, and it's going to feature the High Museum of Art in Atlanta. When you add it all up, well, that means there are still three more segments to go today, so don't go anywhere, folks. And that's because we'll be right back after these messages as the fastest 2 hours in travel rolls right along today.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.